we're up to in the Laws of the Hilchos Abayim in chapter 131, Kuf Lamed Aleph, we're up to subsection Hey, 5. Nogu shelilipal apnei mebeis achosn b'yom k'nisos l'chupa. It's tradition not to fall on your face. This is basically the same thing as for Tachanon in the house of the chosn on the day that he goes into the chupa. And this is talking about in his house, or the same thing would be in the presence, we'll see, of the chuppah. Mipnei sheyomtev shalohu, because it's his yomtev, it's day of his marriage, it's his yomtev, so we're sort of, if you're in his house, it says, in the house of the chassan, then you don't say the tachna. Also, v'loi b'beis ha'knesses b'yem ha'milah. B'yem ha'milah, also not in the shul, during a day of circumcision. That's also considered mipnei. The Jewish people accepted the mitzvah of circumcision with joy. So it's a joyous occasion. And again, it's talking about during the, we'll see soon the qualification, not all day. We'll see in a minute. So this was in the shul, when there's a circumcision, you don't say tachnon, or you don't say nifilas apayim. You don't do nefilas apayim. When he says you don't do nefilas apayim, it doesn't mean just not to fall on your face, say the prayer. We don't do the whole prayer, not to say the whole prayer of nefilas apayim. And also, also not if there is a chatan, there is a groom in the shul. Chatan is during the day of his marriage or the 7 days during the Sheva Brachas. Also not in the house of a mourner. In a mourner's house, we don't do tachanon, we don't do nefilas apayim. Mipnei shezayin yimei avelus hukshu lezayin yimei achag. Because there is an equation of the 7 days of mourning to the 7 days of the festival. Le'inyan isra siyis malacha, as far as the prohibition of doing work. During the festival, you can't do work. A mourner can't do work. Shenemar. One of the rebuke of the prophet says in Amos Perikhes Pasuk Yud that I will turn your holidays to mourning. So there is an equation of holidays to mourning. And same thing would apply to Vuhurachim that we say on Mondays and Thursdays. We have the extra prayer, the Vuhurachim, that we don't do them, not in the house of the mourner. Basically, we don't do tachon. We just don't do all those whole pieces. But la'achar sheyotzu mebeis hachosn ve'ovel, even after you left the house of the chosn and the mourner, ubo levateim, and they came home, ein tzarich lemer tachon. Then you don't have to go say tachon. So in other words, now you're not there anymore. So why don't you make up what you missed while you were in the house of the chatan or while you were in the house of the mourner? Why don't you make up? He says, no, we don't. Because the spot for this tachanun, the filas abayim, the tachanun is right after the davening. Once it's been pushed away from where it was set, then it's been totally pushed away. You don't have to repeat it and say it elsewhere again. The same thing is true for Rachim. The Medinas Eilu in our community, our countries, Shanoigim Loimar Koidim Nefilas Apayim Bechol Hayomim. That we say before we fall on the face, before Nefilas Apayim, during all day. So he's talking about Vurachum. And but I don't think he's talking about the v'hurachum. Avapishem v'rosu chayvik mashkos v'simu kuf lamedalid. Even though one has to say it, as it says v'simu kuf lamedalid, and we don't have that in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. I'm not sure, is he talking about Mondays and Thursdays, the Vurachum, or which Vurachum he's talking about, because we already talked about before Vurachum that we say on Mondays and Thursdays. But the bottom line is, once you've not
Mondays and Thursdays.
No, yeah, that ends over there, but no, but this is starts Vurachim for Mondays and Thursdays over here. But not sure what to talk about. But nevertheless, the point of it is that anything you say, the extras, once you didn't say it, you're not going to make it up later on. Once you didn't. It's only the minig. And now that you've been exempt to say it from the time when there's obligation, which means the regular customary time that you say it every day, you can't say it because of the chasen, because of the avil, which comes right according to that tradition. It comes immediately after the Amida, before Nefil Zabayim, Niftaru Kol Hayom, then you're exempt all day. Once you're exempt, you're exempt. However, he says, Aval b'Rosh Chodesh, Shenoigim Shein, Emrim Halo b'Veis Ha'ovil. On Rosh Chodesh, it's also customary that in the house of the mourner, we don't say Halo in the house of the mourner. Now, in reality, what we do is we have the mourner leave the room, so the rest of the congregation can say the hallel, and then he comes back. So, like for that part of the service, he's not there. But generally, in front of the mourner, we don't do hallel also for the mourner. Yeah.
But Kaddish in and of itself is a praise to God.
No, but this is a special, unique praise. Hallel. Hallel is that special praise.
So if the mourner comes to shul,
then it's not the shul's problem. Then it's his problem. I mean, he wants to leave. But in his house, the shul can't say. Over there, in that case, but in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, it seems like the people did not say the halal at all. Nobody said the halal. So he says, unlike Tachnun, that we said once it's pushed away, it's pushed away. But by halal, if you didn't say the halal in the house of the mourner, when he come home, you have to say the halal. The mitzvah of halal is all day. It's not connected specifically at that spot. Its place is not set after the Amida. Sometimes you have to even read it before the davening, as we learn in chapter 422, over there, we're talking about sometimes, like if you walk into the shul, if the minyan is already saying, let's say, halal, you should join the minyan saying halal. So you can even say it before the davening, so it doesn't have to be at a certain spot. So even you can do it before the davening, before you daven, you can say it. So of course you can do it after the davening. Because the time is really halal is all day, even if you're an individual, on Rosh Chodesh. Now, but we do actually do it immediately after Shachris. So he says, the reason why we do it right after Tefillah Shachris is because it's only because we want to do the mitzvah in a diligent, in a quick way. Zrizim magdim lemitzvah. So when you have a mitzvah, you don't want it late. So you have to do halal. So we do it right away. So we do the halal as the first opportunity. So that's one reason why, even if you missed out the halal in the house of the mourner, you would still have to go back and do the halal. But there's another difference. It's not the same as the Vurachum that you're exempt from saying it at the time that you need to say it because of the mourning of the mourner, which to him it's like a Yomtev. As we said before, there's an equation between mourning and Yomtev. But from Halel, the reason you're exempt, Elosh Mibnei Avelus, the reason why we don't do halal in the house of the mourner, he says, is because you don't want to say, in one part of the prayer is saying, the dead cannot praise you, God. That's one of the verses over there. So that would seem like, that would seem making fun of somebody who doesn't have, who is poor. There is a problem with a loyeg l'rosh, which means you're not allowed to do things which are, like we learned earlier in the laws of tzitzit. You can't wear your tzitzit out in the cemetery because you're making fun like of the people who are buried there, because they are exempt from mitzvahs, and you're having the tzitzit. So you don't want to say things like in the prayer, you don't want to say, oh, the dead can't praise you, God, and here we're sitting in a mourner who is mourning after somebody who died. So that's really offensive to them. So the general term in Hebrew is called loyeg l'rosh, making fun of the one who has less, you know. Not to bring in his name even here, but not like the one who's running, who's making fun of everybody else. He keeps on boasting his you know, but whatever. So the same. Okay, I'm going to have to go. Let me just finish this. Okay. Okay, so let's just finish up.
10 times.
So now he says, "Lefikach tzirichim lotzis misham." So therefore, they need to leave there velikrois and read kimoisham is baluk shum halach baderech. The same thing would be true when a person was walking on the going on the road. Vigi etzel kvaris. Then you come and you're walking by. You're in a cemetery. Like it's a, your way goes through a cemetery. Acha yudches. Miyad. So after the Amida, so then you have to distance yourself. You can't say halal also by the cemetery. So if you were coming to the cemetery, you can't say it. Because halal, so you have to go away and read halal. So in other words, you can't do it in their presence. It's not something that you're exempt from. The only thing is you can't say the halal because it would be disrespectful to the people that are buried. So that doesn't, it's not an exemption. It only means you have to move away from there. Don't stay at that point and say it and you move. So that's why he tells you, if you didn't say the halal when you were in the mourner's house, you still have to go back and say the halal later, because it wasn't an exemption. It was just that you have to leave. You can't do it in the present. As opposed to if you're in a tachanun, when you're in the house of the chassan, it becomes more like an exemption. Not that you have to move away. This would only apply halal for Rosh Chodesh, which is only a custom. And it's not accustomed to read it in the house of the mourner. Like I said before, we do anyways. We don't have the oval. The oval steps out. He does not write presently. But we would do it for the people. But on Chanukah over there, halal is instituted by the rabbis. We also would read in the house of the mourner. So gam oval chayim boy, because the mourner is also obligated. El shenoygim, shahovel kol lamed valovi valime kol yubeis chodesh. The tradition is that the mourner during the 30 days, for you mourn for anybody, and for his father, it will be all 12 months, then you don't go before the ark, because then the people are enjoying like a Shabbos and Yom Tov. So during the Hallel prayer, we don't have the Chazan do it. So on Hanukkah, for example, this is done. The Avil, the mourner, will lead his services, but still, he will not do it for Halal. Halal will step aside, somebody else will do the Halal, and then he'll come back and finish the services. Because Halal is considered a joyous occasion, and we don't want him to do that.